Hey everybody, this is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org, and today I want to talk about, I want to talk about stops again. I know I've talked about this a couple of times, and I think it's important that we deal with it again. I just heard a disturbing story of a guy was actually with a training instructor at a different organization, and they were trading, and They did some hedging to protect himself against the loss. But what happens is because they were hedging, they decided not to do any stops, so any loss stops. So in that event that they got done doing, the student lost several thousand dollars. Yeah. I mean, I can't get over it. I'm just amazed every time I hear that kind of story. And, the problem is that I hear it a lot, and that's what's so disappointing. So what I want you to do is I don't want you to hedge. I mean, hedging is a sophisticated process, and you have to know exactly what's going on. You have to find exactly the right instrument. You have to do everything exactly right. And everybody I know that tries to hedge never is successful. What you want to do is you want to create a loss stop, okay? $40, $50, whatever the case may be, have a loss stop. If it goes against you, get out. Start again. Find another trade. Find another perfect trade like we teach you and start again. But don't hedge. Don't double down. I mean, I'm just baffled at how somebody would actually lose several thousand dollars and not question what the heck's going on and be really pissed about it. I don't know about you guys, but, I would be pretty upset. It's happened to me. I've done it a couple times, and it's been really, really expensive lesson. And, maybe that's what this guy is looking for, is an expensive lesson. And I hope he learns from it. But, again, what we do is we'll teach you in terms of safe day trading how to set up not only a loss stop, which could be anywhere between $40 to $50 below what your entry point is, okay? And then also a profit stop anywhere between $60 to $100, okay? So you at least are making some kind of money, especially like something like oil or the Dow, which has a tendency to go up and down and be real kind of flaky and jittery. If you've got a stop at $60, it hits that and then it gets jittery, doesn't matter, you're already out. You got out with $60. And the other issue is that if it reverses, maybe you don't have a $50 stop. Maybe you have a $30 stop or even a $20 stop. If you haven't, and the philosophy there is that if I haven't picked the right trade to go the right way, then I need to get out right away. And that is something that people talk about that all the time. Traders say, if I find out I'm wrong, I want to get out right away and reevaluate my position. I don't want to hang on and wait for it to be patient and all that kind of stuff. It's either right or it's wrong. And so what you need to do as a trader is maybe tighten up that stop. Maybe instead of $50, it's $20 or $30, okay? The other thing you want to do, too, is you want to create some kind of a maximum pain threshold, whether it's $100 or, $50 or $300. But you have some kind of maximum pain threshold that if I don't make $100, if I lose $200, I'm done trading, period. End of story. That tells me when I hear somebody that's lost thousands of dollars that there is no discipline. And especially with a trading instructor doesn't have any discipline as well. And that is really, and that's what makes, everybody say, day trading is just too dangerous. It's too expensive. It's just too dangerous. And that's kind of why you do it. So you have to be disciplined and you have to have stops. I don't care if you're hedging or not, because if it reverses, you're still not going to make what you want. So anyway, those are my, I guess that's my soapbox for the day. I'm just kind of a little numb about this because I actually know the trading instructor that did that, and it's just kind of unbelievable. Anyway, let's we'll talk about something a little better in a little bit. But again, always have stops and always decide when you had enough pain to get out and try again. This is Mark with SafeDayTrading.org. Talk to you later. Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.
We provide you the education you need to have to become a successful day trader. We'll provide all the information for you to start your trading, from starting and setting up your office to technical chart analysis. All kinds of different information that you'll need to be a successful day trader.
Come join us at SafeDayTrading.org.